求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Hear our pleading because we pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
这里我们看到主讲了一个很奇怪的比喻。
We witness a very strange parable spoken by the Lord.
每一次我们在分组查经的时候，查到这个比喻，大家就要开始辩论了。
When every occasions when we gather in groups to study the Bible and we come to this portion, we will start to debate.
主怎么会用这一个不义的管家，却称赞他，要我们跟他学习呢？到底学什么？
How is it that the Lord would want each one of us to learn from the unjust steward? What do we learn from him?
难道主要我们每一个人也跟他一样啊？这个扛他人之铠吗？
Isn't it that the Lord want each one of us to learn how to take advantage of other people,
use other people's, be generous on other people's money,
be generous on other people's money,
对不对？你去浪费主人的钱财，难道这个是主耶稣要教我们每一个基督徒来学习的吗？
If you wasted on your master's money, do you think the Lord Jesus want us to learn from him?
当然不是。
Of course not.
如果我们的主是这样的话，他就背乎他自己是一个公义的神。
Then if the Lord is such, then he himself would do injustice to him. He would have become not a righteous God.
那么到底这一个故事里面是主要我们学什么？
Let's look what the Lord truly want each one of us to learn from this story.
那你会发现这里这个仆人他知道自己要被炒鱿鱼了。
So you see that here this Steward, he realized that he himself is going to be fired.
对，炒鱿鱼听得懂吗？你们
fry
新加坡人是讲炒鱿鱼啊，啊、嗯。那么他就想了，我以后怎么办
？So he start to think about himself in the future. What am I going to do？
他对自己的估计也是很准确的。他说，如果我要去种地，我又没有力气。
His estimate of himself is very accurate. He says, if I'm going to dig the ground, I don't have the strength.
做 farmer, 没有力气。那么我如果去做乞丐，又丢脸。
If he's a farmer and to dig, he has no energy. But if he's to be a beggar, then he has no, he will lose his face.
所以
it's a shame of it.
怎么办？
So how?
他就想到一个方法。
So he thought of an idea.
他把那些欠主人债的叫来。
He called all those debtors that owe the master.
有一个一百篓油的，他说，来来来，写五十。
Those who owe 100 measures of oil, he said, oh, come, just change the bill to become 50.
欠主人110麦子的，说写80。
Those who owe 100 measures of wheat, come and change it to become 80.
他就扛了他主人的这个钱财，然后便利了自己将来的前途。
So he's being generous at his master's expense, so that he can take care of his future.
当然，这是不义。
Of course, this is unrighteous.
这是你能够看得出来，你在小事上就是不义，没有忠心。
So you see that he's unrighteous and not faithful in little things.
所以你会发现这一个比喻里头是解决了讲两件事。
So you see that in this parable, it talks about two things.
这个人一面来讲是一个典型不忠心的人。
So on the one hand, this man is a model example of a one who is unfaithful.
孙弟兄讲到忠心有三个领域，中间一个领域就是主人与仆人的关系。
So our brother Godwin Sun has mentioned about three categories of faithfulness. One of them is the faithfulness between the servant and the master.
这里就是这个例子。
And so this is one of the examples.
这是一个反面教材。
And this is a counter example.
做仆人的应该对主人能够忠心，但是这里这个人不忠心。
We would want that the servant to be faithful to the master, but here is a servant who is unfaithful to the master.
但是他有一点可取。
But on the one hand, we can learn something from him.
所以我们能够看见主来看一个人。
So we see how the Lord judge a person.
他是看全面的。
He look at the whole thing.
你有不可取之处，但是你也有可取之处。
On the one hand, you may have things that is not not something that is what we want, but on the other hand, there are something that we can learn out of it.
在这个不义的管家上面，他有一件事情，主说，做门徒的你要学啊。
The Lord Jesus spoke to the disciples that you have to learn something out of this unjust steward.
学什么呢？
Learn of him what?
他说，今世之子比光明之子更聪明。
The sons of this world is much more clever or wiser than the sons of light.
那么这里呢，英文圣经就翻译成，刚刚我注意听你的版本，它就 shrewd,
shrewd.
啊，其实这个字呢，不管是 shrewd 也好 ，sensible 也好 ，wise 也好，都是同一个字。
So regardless whether it's shrewd, wise or sensible, it is the same. It comes from the same root word.
嗯，我们中文在这里翻译呢，就是聪明。
In the Chinese, it says clever.
所以今天晚上我们就要看主耶稣讲这个人的聪明到底聪明在哪里。
So we want to see how this person is shrewd and how is he being clever.
他一面是一个不义的人，他慷主人之慨。
So on the one hand, he's unrighteous because he spent his he was generous at the expense of his master.
Unrighteously, 他这个是他的不义。
This is his unrighteousness.
但是主说，在他的身上有一件可取的事，是每一个门徒应该学的。
But the Lord says that there is something we can learn out of him.
什么事呢？
What is that?
想过没有？
Have you think about it?
这个人有一个可取是什么？他想到他的将来。
We can learn of something of this unjust steward. He thinks about his future.
他知道他的将来他要失业了，他没有前途了。
He knew in the future he would be jobless and he would have nothing.
然后他也知道他自己的本事并不大。
And he knows that his capabilities is limited.
这也不能做，那个也不敢做。
Cannot do this and he dare not do that.
但是他对他的将来有一个周详的安排，这一点是可取的。
But he has made a very good adjustment for his future, and this is something that we can learn out of him.
所以主就说，这个特点是今世之子的特点。
And he said that this is something, the characteristics of the children of this world.
比光明之子就比不上了，就是光明之子这一点上是他们的缺点。
So the sons of this world, the sons of light, that means Christians will be less, is less, not as able as him.
主让我学校毕业以后工作16年，在美国一个500强的公司里面做了16年。
After I've graduated from school, the Lord has let me work in a 500 strong company.
Fortune 500 company.
Or Miss Fortune 500.
Miss Fortune 500.
Or is Miss Fortune 500 company. For 16 years.
In these 16 years, the Lord has let me learn how to keep a successful company and keep it in this kind of非常具有竞争的这个所谓自由经济里面能够一直领先。
So the Lord have helped me to see that how in this free capitalist economy, how an enterprise can be a successful one.
对，以前我没有在这个商场上去做过事情的话，从外面看我是觉得这些生意人都是不法奸商。
So before I enter into this, I always have this perception that all these businessmen, they are very shrewd or very cunning,
crooked. 对，但是等到我进到这样的公司里面去看，真正去体会的时候，我就发现。
But when I went into this company, then I really realized
我这个观念是偏激了。
That my this observation is biased.
他们能够成功是有一套的。
Their ability to be successful, they have some sort of methods or secrets of it.
不是偶然他们成功，是他是有一套成功的方法。
It does not come naturally. There is a method of which being to be successful.
那么在我的观察里面，他们一个很重要的一件事情，在这一个商场上，你要站住，你要能够竞争， 你要做周全的计划。
I realize that you have in for being to be successful, you must be able to stand.To stand firm, to be established yourself, and you have to plan for your future, a good plan for it.
这个好的计划与不好的计划，就决定你这个公司到底能不能够有未来。
Whether this plan is good or whether this plan is bad, then you will determine the future of your company.
我们做五十年的计划。
We made 50-year plan.
长程规划。
It's a long-term plan.
我们做中程规划。
We make
20年的计划。
We make mid-term plan, which is 20-year plan.
我们还做短程计划五年的计划。
We make short-term plan, which is 5-year plan.
我们还做每一个 quarter 的计划。
We even make quarterly plans.
随时在调整。
And we keep on adjusting.
随时注意这个市场的动态。
And we pay close attention to the market forces.
然后就照着这个计划一步一步去执行。
And we follow these steps.All the steps that we have plans that we made and slowly.
这是今世之子成功的秘密。
And this is the secret of success of the sons of this world.
凡是没有周详计划的，他没有办法保持他继续的领先。
Those who have good and solid plan, they cannot be the forerunner in the business world.
这是在商业上是如此，在个人上也是如此。
This is true for the business world, but commercial world, but it's also true for personal life.
父母有了孩子以后，就开始为孩子做了很周详的计划。我这个孩子将来怎么样，怎么样，怎么样，怎么样。
When parents have children, they made also very careful plans and detailed plans how my child in future will be what and what and what.
所以，一个有计划的父母为孩子所做的安排，这个孩子如果循规蹈矩，照着爸爸妈妈的计划去进行的话，他将来在这个社会能够立足。
So if a child follows the plans set forth by his or her parents, then in the future he will be able to stand quite well.
这都是今世之子成功的原因。
These are all the secrets of success of the sons of the world.
现在主耶稣就说了。
And so now the Lord Jesus says,
谁是帮光明之子呢？
The Lord Jesus says, who are the sons of light?
主把我们从这个世界借用今天早上孙弟兄的话拉出来
So,This morning, use the words of brother Sun. These are people who have been drawn out of the world.
把我们从这个世界救出来，从黑暗的权势里面救出来。
Save us from this world. Save us from the darkness of this world.
迁到他爱子的国度里。
Into the kingdom of his loving son.
我们就成为光明之子。
And then we become sons of light.
可是光明之子有的时候就是只想到哈利路亚，主今天与我同在。主有祝福我啊！天天仰望主，我们好像没有在用脑筋想到将来的事。
But the sons of light of this world is only every day then is praise God, hallelujah, and every day think about, never really use their brains to think about the future.
所以主在这里说，要学这个不义的人，他这个不义的管家，他有一点是聪明的。
So,The Lord Himself says that you have to learn from this unjust steward. There's something clever about him.
你要想到你的将来。
You have to think about your future.
但是这个将来呢，不是指着今生的将来，而是指着永世的将来。
This future is not the future in this life, but the future in eternity.
这个是主要在这个、在整个十六章你看下来的时候，你就知道它是指着永世说的。
And so if you look at this.Chapter 16 of Luke Gospel, then you know that he's talking about in eternity.
如果你注意19节到31节讲到财主跟拉撒路，就证明这个点了。
And so if you look, know the when he speaks about the rich man and Lazarus, then you realize that this is the point that the Lord is making.
在今生，这个财主是了不起的成功的人。
So in this life, this rich man, he's somebody who is great.
世界的人都羡慕这个财主的成就。
People in this world admire and are envious of the success of this rich man.
但是主耶稣用这件事就告诉我们，你要注意看他们来世的结局是什么。
But the Lord wants each one of them to realize what is the conclusion in the future of this rich man.
他们都死了以后，都去一个地方叫阴间。可是他们去的位置在阴间里面，有一财主去的地方跟拉撒路去的地方不一样。
All of them, when they died, they go to hell, but they went to the...
不是 hell, Hades.
Hades.
Hell 还没有到。
They went to Hades, and there is a place which is different from Lazarus.
所以这是这里 主说，光明之子啊，想一想你的将来。
So here it says that sons of light, think of your future.
你对你的将来应该有所计划。
You have to plan for your future.
就跟这个不义的管家，他对他的将来有一个计划。
Just as this unwise steward, he has a plan for his future.
他这个不义的管家，他只想到在今世的未来，就是他被炒鱿鱼以后，他的出路是什么。
So this unjust steward, he only think of the future in this life. He says that after he's been dismissed or been retrenched by his employer, what is going to happen to him?
这个人没有开启关于来世。
He did not think about what is going to happen in the future.
所以他只能计划到坟墓为止。
Future in eternity, he can only think about
the end, from him, plan his plan
until his grave.
就是 grave, 对不对？所以，但是我们这些光明之子，我们知道有将来，有永远。
But all of us who are the sons of light, we know that there is a future, there's eternity.
对。那我们既然眼睛被神打开了，知道人还有一个永远，你为这个永远做了什么准备呢？
Now, since all of us know that there's an eternity, now, what have we done for this, make plans for this eternity, each one of us?
所以这是这一个十六章主讲到聪明的时候，他要提醒每一个基督徒动动脑筋想一想。
So, the Lord himself, when he spoke about being wise in this chapter, he wanted the Christians to use their brains to think about what they plan to do.
那我不知道我们每一个基督徒从你得救以后，你知道你将来要上天堂，这是大家每一个人都知道的。
I do not know about you Christians, but I think that all of you know that one day you will go to heaven,
对不对？你死了，你到主那里去了，你好像到天堂，哦，好的无比。
When you die, you go to heaven, you have the Lord, oh, it's something very wonderful.
还知道什么？
But what else do you know?
还会发在将来还发生什么？
In the future, what else will happen?
你今天的生活跟将来有没有任何的关系？
Your life at present, are there any relationship into the future?
所以有很多的基督徒这个问题从来没有想过。
Many Christians, some of them never think about these things at all.
我们想来想去的事情还是今世的事情，我们没有想到将来的永世的事情。
Many of us only think about things in this life, but we never think about things in the eternity.
所以我们每一个光明之子，我们要来听听主要我们做什么准备。
So each one of us, sons of light, we must think, listen to what the Lord has to say, what we have to make plans for.
你如果去这个看路加福音十二章，
If you turn to Luke chapter 12,
那边讲到一个财主，
There it speaks about a rich man.
这是十二章的十六节到二十一节，
Chapter 12 verse 16 to 21.
他说有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说我要这么办，把我的仓房拆了，盖更大的，等等等等。这个故事我们大家应该都读过。
Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store in my crop?
当他把这个计划想好，他就执行，他就盖一个更大的仓房。
So this person thought about his grain, so he built another barn.
然后他就对自己说，哎呀，我现在可以安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
So now after building his barn, he said that now I can sit down, eat and be merry.
但是神说一句话。
But the Lord said to him,
他说，无知的人啊，今夜我要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁？
But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have been provided?
那二十一节我们一起念哈。
Verse 21.
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。所以你会发现，这句话 基本上就说出来，我们人不管今世之子也好，不管光明之子也好，我们常常会犯同样的一个错误。
So in these verses, we can see that whether you're sons of this world, sons of light, we can all of us commit the same mistake.
什么错误呢
？What is the same mistake?
我们对今生都有计划的。
All of us have plans for this world.
我们在那里努力
，we work hard.
然后好像我们也有一些成就。
Then we all of us have some achievement.
地上的财富一直在增加。
The treasures on earth always increase.
可是现在神问我们一个问题。
But now the Lord asks us.
你所累积所有的财富，你离开这个世界，你要给谁
？All those treasures that you have gathered, when you leave this world, who are you going to give it to?
你说当然是给我儿子咯。
You say, of course, give it to my children, my son.
那你觉得？你的儿子就在这个世界就可以成功吗
？Then do you think that your son in this world
will
be successful? Then what about you yourself?
就是说在神面前却不富足，你有没有想过这个问题呢
？The Lord says that you're not rich towards God. Have you thought about this question?
所以你就会发现，神在这里一直提醒我们。不要只顾眼前，不要只顾今生，你要想到来生。
So the Lord is trying to remind each one of us, do not think about things that is just before our eyes, to think about things in this earth, but you must think about things in the future.
我今夜就要取你的灵魂。
This night I will take off your soul.
那你的灵魂去哪里呢
？So where will your soul go?
所以这一系列的问题
，So this series of questions,
我们每一个基督徒想过没有？
All these questions, as Christians, do we think about them?
做过计划没有
？Have we made plans for them?
这是我们应该面对的。
So these are things that we should face it boldly.
那么
，then
我们今天晚上要想三个重点。
So in this night, tonight, we want to think about three things, three important things.
第一
，one，
我们死了以后，灵魂去哪里？
When we die, where do our soul go to?
第二
Second,
有一个将来的审判，我们怎么面对？
In the future judgment, there is one future judgment. How are we going to face it?
第三
Thirdly,
你到天上去的时候，或者说你到那个永世的时候，当钱财无用的时候，你在那个境界里面你富足吗？在神面前富足吗
？When you go to the heavens, right? When in terms of wealth, monetary wealth, are you rich?
不是，当钱财无用的时候
，When money is without use,
你进入永世的时候，你在神面前富足吗？
In the face of God, are you rich before Him?
这是三个问题。
These are the three questions.
这是今天晚上都是讲到将来的事。
All this speaks about the three things in the future.
第一，我们来看。
First, we will look.
我们离开这个世界以后，我们的灵魂去哪里
？When we leave this world, where do our soul go to?
所以我们刚刚读的我们刚刚提的这个十九节以后，就是关于财主跟拉撒路的这件事，它不是比喻，是一个事实。
So when we talk about verse 19 in chapter 16 about the rich man and Lazarus, that is not a parable, that is a true story.
主并没有说这是一个比喻。
The Lord did not say that this is a parable.
主提到这两个人是真的人。
These are two real characters.
然后主就在这里很清楚地告诉我们，这两个人有一天死了，然后他们的灵魂都去了一个地方，叫做阴间。
So、the Lord says that these two persons one day when they have died, they went to the place called Hades.
啊，这是二十三节。
And this is in verse 23.
对吗？这个地方叫做阴间。
And this place is called Hades.
这是所有死的人去的地方。
This is a place where all those who are dead will go.
但是这两个人虽然都到了阴间，可是这个阴间有两个 compartment， 有两个部门部分。
This place in Hades there are two compartments.
一个部分叫做亚伯拉罕的怀里。
One of them is called the place where of the bosom of Abraham.
对，谁去那里呢
？Who goes there？
这个乞丐去了那里了。
The beggar went there.
那个财主去哪里呢
？Where did the rich man go to？
啊，圣经没有讲那个很热很热的地方叫什么名字，但是是阴间的第二个部分。
The Bible did not say what is the place being called, but it's a place is very very hot.
为什么知道很热呢？因为二十四节说他喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖沾一点水凉凉我的舌头。”
How do you know that it's very hot? You can see that in verse 24. Then the rich man cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger.” In water and cool my tongue.
因为我在这里火，这里有火焰，极其痛苦。
For I am tormented in this flame.
这还不是地狱哦。
This is not hell yet.
地狱是要在千年国度之后，白色宝座审判之后才有地狱哦。
The hell is only after the millennium kingdom, after the judgment of the white throne.
第一个下地狱的是兽。那个敌基督跟假先知。
The first that goes down to hell is the beast, which is the false.
然后第三名是撒旦。
Prophet. The second one is the third one is Satan.
然后才是许多的罪人呢。
Then after that it will be the many many sinners.
但是现在这个财主去的还不是那个地方啊。
So here where the rich man went to is not the place called hell.
所以。我们只能说那个很热的阴间。
So we can only say that this is a very hot compartment of Hades.
但是那个拉撒路的去的地方呢，是一个非常享受安息的亚伯拉罕的怀里。
But the place where Lazarus went to is a place where he can enjoy himself, and this is called the bosom of Abraham.
然后这两个 compartment 中间有一个大的深渊隔开了。你不能过去，他也不能过来。
And there's a deep chasm between these two compartments. Neither one, each one of them can go across.
然后他们可以看得见，也可以说话。
But they can see one another, and they can speak to one another.
这是圣经里面主耶稣亲口告诉我们，我们死了以后去的地方。
These are the own words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he speaks about the place where they go to after their death.
所以。这不是故事
，so this is not a story.
这是真实的事情。
This is not a story. This is a true fact.
第二
，secondly，
我们死了以后
，after our death，
圣经说，人人都有一死，死后且有。审判。
The Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die and after this judgment.
那么审判有两方面。
Judgment, there are two sides of it.
一种审判是我刚刚提的大白色宝座的审判。
One of the judgment is the judgment of the great white throne.
那就是在启示录里面告诉我们的。
It's in Revelations.
那是为所有没有信耶稣的人预备的地方。
It's a place being prepared for all those who do not believe in Jesus.
二十章十一节。
Chapter 20, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座，与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人。无论大小都站在宝座前案卷展开了并且另有一卷展开就是生命册死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的照他们所行的受审判
Then verse 11, chapter 20 verse 11 Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away and there was found no place for themAnd I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
这个是 世人的结局。
So this is the conclusion of people in the world.
他们要面对白色宝座的审判。
They have to face the judgment of the great white throne.
那他们审判的标准是什么呢？
What are the standards for the judgment?
这个标准你能够从罗马书第二章来看。
You can look at the standards from Romans chapter 2.
罗马书二章保罗就告诉我们白色宝座的审判是怎么一回事。
Romans chapter 2 will tell us what is the meaning of the great white judgment of the great white throne.
请你打开罗马书二章。
Can you please turn to Romans chapter 2? We want to read chapter 2, verse 12.
凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡。凡在律法以下犯了罪的，必按律法受审判。
For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without law, and as many have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Verse 15, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照我的福音所言。
In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according in my gospel.
这个是白色宝座的审判。
This is the judgment of the great white throne.
它分两类，在这里，两类。
It's been classified into two types.
第一类，有律法的人。
The first type is those who have the law.
谁有律法？
Who have the law?
犹太人。
The Jews.
犹太人，摩西把神的律法传给他们。
The Jews have received the law from Moses.
所以犹太人是根据于律法审判受审判。
So the Jews will be judged by their law.
然后没有律法，谁没有律法呢？
Who do not have the law?
十四节说外邦人。
The verse 14 says the Gentiles.
所有外邦人按着什么审判呢？
The Gentiles, how will they be judged?
他们按着良心审判。
They will be judged by their conscience.
因为神在人的里面放了一个东西叫做良心。
Because God has placed in the hearts of men, something that is called conscience.
虽然没有犹太人的律法，但是他们有一个良心。
Although they do not have the law of the Jews, but they have a conscience.
所以神审判外邦人的时候是根据于他的良心。
So when God judges the Gentiles, is according to their conscience.
然后你会发现在这个审判台前，耶稣是 judge, 是这个审判官。
So you notice that Jesus will be the judge.
你这个人来到主的面前的时候
，So when you come to the Lord，
你的良心是你的那个证人
，Your conscience will be the witness。
你的心思是你的告原告
，Your thoughts will be your accuser。
所以那天很稀奇，在白色宝座前受审判的时候，是你的心思告你。
So on the day of the throne。Of the judgment and the throne, the prosecutor will be your thoughts.
然后你自己的良心呢，就要做证人，说对还是不对。
So your conscience will have to say yes or no.
对，这是这段圣经告诉我们。
And this portion of scriptures tells us so.
但是白色宝座还有第三个标准。
But there's another point about the judgment of the throne.
第三个标准在哪里呢？
Where's the third point?
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章告诉我们一个很重要的事情。
John chapter 3 tells us something very of great significance.
我们传福音的时候都是传约翰福音三章十六节。
When we preach the gospel, we usually quote John 3:16.
但是你如果读到十七、十八节的时候，你会发现有一个很重要的事情我们不太讲。
But you will notice that on John 3, 17, 18, there are something that we usually seldom speak of.
17, 18 是这样说。
17 and 18 say so.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，小字不或作审判世人，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
十八节，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in is condemned already.Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
所以这里你就看见白色宝座审判有第三个标准。
So see that this the third standard for the judgment of the great white throne.
是什么？
What is that?
你听过福音吗？
Have you heard of the gospel?
如果你听过福音，你就按福音审判。
So if you have heard of the gospel, then you will judge by the gospel.
如果你听完福音之后，你说我接受主。那你就得永生。
So if you have heard of the gospel and you say that I accept the Lord, then you receive eternal life.
但是如果你听见神的福音，然后听清楚了之后，你自己做了一个决定，我不信。
But if you've heard of the gospel and you are clear about the gospel and you made a decision and say that I do not believe.
那约翰就说得很清楚了。
Then John spoke very clearly.
你的罪已经定了。
You are already condemned.
你的罪名叫什么呢？
What is your sin?
你不信神独生子的名。
Because you do not believe on the name of the Son.
所以一个人如果在他的有意识的里面有意识的说我不信这个神的福音，你自己把你自己就定了一个罪，这个罪就是下地狱。
So if a man in his own will and says that I do not believe, then he has condemned himself already and this person will go to hell.
所以保罗才会说我们这个福音的执事是何等的可怕。
So Paul has said something that the ministry of this gospel is something that's very frightening.
福音一传出去，可以叫人活，也可以叫人死。
Because when this gospel is being preached, it can cause men to die or cause men to live.
谁能承担这个执事呢？
Who can bear this responsibility?
但是神已经把这个执事给了基督徒，我们要传福音。
But God has given us this.Ministry, then as Christians, we must preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
白色宝座
the great white throne,
是为所有没有听过福音的基督徒啊，非基督徒预备的。
So, the great white throne is prepared for all those who are non-Christians.
他们在那一天接受审判的时候，就三条。
On the day when they receive the judgment, there are three standards.
有律法，按律法审判。
Those who have the law will be judged by the law.
没有律法，按良心审判。
Those who have the law will be judged by the conscience.
有福音就按福音审判。
And those who have the gospel will be judged by the gospel.
这是在圣经里面很清楚说到将来白色宝座的审判。
And so this clearly tells us of the judgment of the great white throne.
那么基督徒呢？
What about Christians?
你我将来死了以后，或者说被提以后，要发生什么事呢？
Each of us as Christians, when we die and we have been raised, what is going to happen?
有一次保罗去传道，他就谈到将来的审判，那个王听了不喜欢听，就不要让他讲下去了。
So one day when Paul went to preach and spoke about this judgment, the king did not like to hear, and so he did not want to listen to anymore.
因为将来的审判是我们不喜欢的。
Because when we talk about the future judgment, it's something that each one of us do not like.
就像学生就是怕考试。
It's just like students when they are afraid of examination.
如果有一个老师告诉学生说我这门课不考试，那学生都跳起来。
So if a teacher says that this course of studies, you don't have to take exam, all the students will jump in great joy.
对不对？因为不考试，那我们读书就很轻松了。
So if there's no examinations, it becomes very relaxed when you study.
但是如果老师知道要学生真正学到东西，你必须考试。
But as a teacher, you know that if you want the students to learn of something, then it's necessary to have examination.
那么审判也是一样，审判就跟考试是一样。
So the judgment and examination is something similar.
什么人会喜欢审判？
Who are those who like judgment?
啊
？Who?
我们想过谁喜欢审判？
Which one of us like judgment?
就是你吃亏的时候就喜欢审判。
It's only when you are being you
wrong,
taken advantage or being wrong by somebody, you like the judgment to come.
你明明是无罪的，别人把一个罪名栽在你的身上，你说公义在哪里？
When you are being wrong and you say and that you are being accused of something that's wrong,
所以那个时候你就会喊 justice, justice.
Then you ask where is the justice,
对不对？但是你如果干了歹事呢，你最好 no justice, no God.
But you've done something wrong and bad things, then you say, oh, please don't have judgment. There's then no God.
所以看我们站在什么角度上，但是我们的 wish 是没有用的。
So your position that you take is depend on where you stand.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判，基督徒也不例外。
And it is appointed unto death, each man to die, and after this the judgment. And is Christians, you are no way likewise.
那基督徒审判在哪里呢？
But where does the Christians being judged?
请你打开哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
我们要看的是第八节，第七节念到第十节吧。
So maybe we should read from chapter Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 to verse 10.
啊，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
我们坦然无惧。更是愿意离开身体与主同在。
We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord.
所以，无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Therefore, we made it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him.
第十节我们一起念。
Verse 10, we read together.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。所以这里你会发现有一个地方叫做基督的台前。
So here we see that there's something which we call the seat of Christ.
哦，那这个英文翻译叫做 the seat of Christ. 这里有，这是一个特别的地方。
The seat of Christ is a special place.
这是在神的家里面的一件事。
This is something in the house of God. Something in the house of God.
我记得江弟兄用过一个比方。
I heard about Brother Kong have mentioned.
他说我们
give an illustration.
在中国的老家庭。
In the old Chinese home.
有一个大堂。
There's a big hall.
那么到了 过重要的节日的时候，这个长辈不管这家哪一个最大，是父亲也好，祖父也好，他就坐在这个大位上面。
In this big hall, let's say whether the father or the grandfather who is the head of this house will sit in the position of the head.
然后其他所有的人都在这个周围。
And all the other people will sit by the sides.
然后这个家长就要说话了。
Then,The guardian will want to speak of something.
他会说我们家某某人做了光宗耀祖的事，有赏。
And this elder in the home will speak that says that this person have done something that enhanced the name of the ancestors. We will give them reward.
那么某某人做了羞辱家门的事情，有罚。
And this person who have done something ashamed to the name of the family, there will be punishment.
这是在家里面要做的一件很重要的事。
And this is something to be decided in the family, something very important.
我不知道在新加坡还有没有这样的老传统。
I do not know whether in Singapore we have this old tradition.
我在台湾已经没有了。
In Taiwan,
就是老一辈的人，我看到，据老辈的人告诉我们，以前老式的家长是这个样子。
In Taiwan, when I was there, we do not have this already, but it is something that our old ancestors have said something that we have.
那 江弟兄用这个做一个比方，就说到将来主第二次回来的时候。
Brother Stephen Kong says that when the Lord comes again in the future, he uses as an illustration.
那哥林多前书就告诉我们。
Then First Corinthians tells us.
死了的基督徒要复活。
The Christians who are dead will be resurrected.
活着的基督徒，我们要身体改变，然后就要被提。
Christians who are alive, our body will change and we will be lifted up.
我们就要被提到云上，与主在空中相遇。
We will meet the Lord in the clouds.
Exciting?
Is it exciting?
啊？
啊？
大家好像面无表情。
Many of you do not have any expression on your face.
Yeah, it depends.
It depends, don't you think so?
Exciting, it depends. Depends 什么呢？
Whether it's exciting or not, it depends.
如果你预备好了，就是让学生预备好要考试了，他就 exciting, 因为考试要马上到了，我可以答出预备好，我知道我会考得好。
It's exciting if a student has prepared very well for the examination. So when the examination comes, he's very excited because immediately he can do something and score good marks.
但是有些人就害怕。
But there are some who are, will be afraid.
最好这个考试的日子永远不要来。
And they will hope and pray that this examination date do not come at all.
我记得我自己在读书的时候，我有的时候没有准备好。
I remember when I'm studying, I have not really prepared well.
你知道我那个时候怎么办呢？我说主啊，你赶快来。
Do you know what happened? I say that, I pray that Lord, you quickly come.
我主今天就来，我就不要考试了。
Lord, if you come today, I don't have to take the exam.
因为我没有预备好啊。
Because I have not prepared myself well for it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主回来是一个 exciting moment.
The coming of the Lord is something we should be excited. 历
世历代的圣徒都在那里巴望主快回来。
All generations of Christians, believers are waiting and hoping that the Lord will come.
很多基督徒就想到这里为止了，说主啊，快来吧。
So many Christians they just think only to this extent.
然后我们唱，我们聚会就唱 Maranatha.
And so in the Gatherings, we will sing Maranatha.
这首诗歌我们很多人会唱。
And this song, this hymn, many of us can sing.
是，主来是一个美事，是一个太了不起的大的这个 greatest event, 最了不起的事。
The coming of the Lord is the greatest event. It's something that's beautiful and wonderful.
但是有一个严肃的问题，我们没有去想一想。
But there's a serious question that each one of us have not been thinking
about. 那一天在云上的时候。
On the day in the cloud,
我们就要来到一个地方叫做基督的台前哦。
We will come to a place, and in the clouds, this place that is called the seat of Christ.
那到基督台前干什么呢？保罗就说得很清楚喽。
When we come to the seat of Christ, what do we do?、啊、and Paul mentioned very clearly.
我们众人就是我们今天在座的每一个人，包括还有很多很多其他的基督徒。
He mentioned that all of us, each and every one of us, including all Christians.
死的活的通通包括在内。
Whether those dead or alive, all will be there.
到那一天，我们通通是复活的。
And on that day, all of us will be resurrected.
我们通通有一个新的身体。
All of us will have a new body.
然后通通要站在基督台前。
And all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
干什么
？To do what?
他说：“叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
”To do what?That each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
这一次我们的主题说谁是忠心良善的仆人，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，那一句话就是那一天要问的。
So this question, our theme for this camp, whether you are good and wise servant or faithful and wise servant, this is the question that will be asked on that day.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这次我们的主题是跟那个基督台前是发生直接关系的。
So the theme for this camp is something to do on the day when we appeared at the judgment seat of Christ.
我很高兴这个问题现在在问。
I'm very glad that this question is being asked now.
为什么？
Why?
因为还来得及。
Because you still have time.
还有时间可以准备。
You have still time to prepare.
我害怕的是我们很多人不知道这个问题，到那一天忽然间有问主问了这个问题，主问的时候就来不及了。
So I'm very afraid that on that day if we have not asked this question before and when we appear at the judgment seat of Christ, then it will be very late, too late.
我希望每一个人都听见了哈。
I hope that each one of you have heard about this.
你今天晚上听见 主把这个问题提出来，我们有一天要在他的面前，在基督的台前，每一个人要回答这个问题的。
So each one of you must have heard, you have heard that all of us will appear at the judgment seat of Christ, and these are the questions that the Lord want to ask.
那么什么是聪明人呢？
Who is a wise man?
就是因为那一天有打算，有安排，有准备。
Is a person who has planned and have prepared for that day.
如果你有准备，准备好了，你就是什么？聪明人。阿们。
So you have prepared well and appeared on that day, then you are truly the wise man.
你如果没有准备好，
if you have not prepared well,
我不敢讲。
I dare not say.
那是很可怕的事。
It is something very frightening.
我们考试考不及格还可以补考。
If we have failed and we don't do well in the examination, we still take a supplementary.
是吧？有补考。
There's a supplementary exam.
我不知道那一天如果没有及格，有没有补考，我不敢讲。
I do not know when we appear at the judgment seat of Christ, whether there's a supplementary exam for each one of us, I dare not say.
但是我知道一件事情，主耶稣是说过，有人在门外要咬牙切齿哦。
But I know that the Lord Jesus himself said that there will be some other people who will be biting and gnashing of teeth at the outside the door.
你猜那天咬牙切齿他在骂谁？
The gnashing of teeth, who is the Lord scolding?
No. 那个咬牙切齿的那个人在骂谁啊？
The person who is gnashing and biting his teeth, who is him scolding?
啊？骂主还是骂他自己啊？
Is he scolding the Lord or himself?
骂自己。
He is scolding himself.
他一直懊悔无比，我怎么那么
？He'll be so.
Got it? 那一天骂的不是别人，是骂你自己哦。那天有很多人在门口，啊！自己骂自己啊。
He'll be scolding himself and asking himself why I'm not prepared for it.
我希望我们今天在座没有一个那一天是这个样子的。
I hope that none of you will be like that on that day.
我们都欢欢喜喜到主的前说，主啊，这里有一万两也好，四千两也好，两千两也好，我们能够交得出来的。
So I hope that on that day we'll be joyfully and gladly presenting before the Lord. Yes, 10,000 talents or 5,000 talents.
No, 不是 4,000 talents. 还有的2,000 talents. 哎，那天交账都是翻一倍的。
On the day where they double the amount.
对，五千的他要交一万了。
For example, 5 talents have to be 10 talents.
对，两千的要交四千了。
2 talents will be 4 talents.
一千的呢？交两千了。
Those with 1 talent must give 2 talents, not 1.
所以想想，哪一种人日子好过一点了？
Do you think whose life will be better?
五千的好过还是一千的好过？一千的嘛，一千的你只要挣两千回来，你就可以满分通过了。
Who has a better life? If you 1,000, you give two talents, then you pass.
你就一百分了。你一千的人拿两千回来就是一百分了。
If 1 talent, you give 2 talents, then you score 100 mark.
你五千的，你如果拿8000回来，你看的。
Yeah, 5 talents that you give, come to the Lord with 8 talents, you pay attention.
Yeah. 所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
算账是真的。
Taking accounts is something that's real and true.
我们要对我们这一生所有神给我们的恩典，神要给你算账，算一笔账。
The Lord will take into account and with us, each and every individual of us, what we have done and the gifts that you have given us.
这个恩赐
This gives,
神为什么给我们？
Why he gave it to us?
有的人有医病的恩赐。
Some of us have the gift of healing.
那今天呢，我们就开一个医病神医大会。
So today we have a healing rally.
啊，我们就变成了一个我的 ministry.
And it become my ministry.
啊，有的人有某种恩赐，就把这个恩赐标榜起来，变成 mine.
And some other people with other ministries, and they glorify it, and it says, "Mine."
这不是神给我们恩赐的理由。
This is not the reason why the Lord gave us gifts.
所有这些属灵的恩赐
，all these spiritual gifts，
它只有一个目的。
They have only one objective.
这个目的
，this objective，
是为着神家的建造。
It is for the building of the house of God.
今天早上孙弟兄讲到摩西，他那个时候建会幕。
And this morning, our brother Gavin Sun spoke about how Moses built the tabernacle.
那是一个预表。
That is a
预表
a symbol,
a
type.
那么所有神的出埃及的神的儿女都有份于那个神家的建造。
Yes, all those children of Israel who have left Egypt have a part to build the house.
对不对？他们不管男女老少都被呼召在这一个建造的里头。
Whether male or female, young or old, they are being called to build this house.
这是神借着那个启示就告诉新约的基督徒。
And God uses these revelations to tell Christians today, New Testament of the New Testament.
在那个时代，神给他们那么丰富，从埃及带出来，那一切的丰富，一切的恩赐，都是为着建造神的家。
All the abundance and all the wealth that is given to them when they come out of Egypt is for the building of the house of God.
同理，今天圣灵给我们每一个基督徒，在我们重生得救的那一天，就把一个恩赐给你，可能你不止一个，有好几个，也不一定。
So for Christians, many of you who have one gifts or many different types of gifts, you may have more than one gifts, and it's for a similar objective.
这些恩赐不是为你个人的。
All these objectives is not for your individual use.
不管你是会做出口讲道，或者是帮助人关心人等等等等，有25个不同的恩赐，都为着一个目的。
Whether you can preach, whether you can help others, or you can take care of other people, all these gifts is all these 25 gifts. They have only one objective:
建造神的家。
To build the house of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里得着神的恩典，你到底你那一份在神的家里面你是怎么用的？
So all of us who have received of a gift from God, how do you use it in the house of God?
你是不是尽心竭力来使用神给你的那一份呢？
Do you use it with all your heart and might to do it and carry out the gifts that God has given you?
还是你把你的那一份却埋在地里，根本就没有用？
Or have you just buried the gifts that you're given by God and do not make use of it?
或者你把那一份来荣耀你自己，把自己抬得很高，好像一切是为着你呢？
Or you use a gift to glorify yourself as though the gift is meant for yourself only.
我们也看过这样的所谓的神的仆人，他说我是唯一的执事了。
We have seen some of the servants of God who says that they are the only ministers.
大家要把他捧得最高了。
And people escalate them.
好像一切是为着他了。
And everything is because of them.
这都是misuse。
All these are misuse of the gifts.
我们只有看见基督与他的家。
We can only see and put our eyes gaze upon Christ and His house.
这是我们经营他的事业，神的事业。
This is how we administer the works of God.
好，这是讲到基督台前，我们每一个人都要交账的事。
And so this is speak about the judgment seat of Christ, and all of us have to give an account of ourselves.
第三
第三
啊，我觉得也是很有意思，这是跟我们今天晚上讲念的这个第九节有关系的。
I think the third point is also very meaningful, especially touch on the verse 9.
你看这第九节十六章。
Let's look at Luke Gospel chapter 16 verse 9.
主就对这个门徒讲了这句话。
The Lord spoken to the disciples something about this.
打开来我们来看哈。
Let's open your Bibles and look at Luke chapter 16 verse 9.
我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
Luke chapter 16 verse 9. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fall, they may receive you into an everlasting home.
这句话到底什么意思？
What's the meaning of this verse?
是不是主说叫我们去做贪官污吏，污了一大堆的钱，然后来做结交朋友，然后将来这些人就把你拉到天堂去了呢？
Does it mean that the God ask us to be corrupt officials and to gain a lot of wealth, and in the later days, then all these people, all these things will bring us to heaven?
当然不是.
Of course not.
神不会做不义的事情.
God will not do anything unrighteous.
所以在这里, 这个不义的钱财, 不是说我们在世界上, 要去用不义的手法得到这些钱财.
This unrighteous mammon is not something that is obtained unrighteously.
不是的.
It's not.
这个人他做的事情是不义, 这是耶稣 没有称许,
this person who did something like this is unrighteous. Jesus will judge on the day.
但是钱财这件事情, 因为在这个世界, 他有一个不义的倾向。
But money in this world, mammon in this world today, there's something about unrighteous about it.
很多的事情本来是中性的。
Many things they have neither bad nor good.
看你这个人怎么样面对这些事情。
It depends on how you view it.
那么钱是其中的一样。
Money, for example, is one of them. It's neither bad nor good.
对。但是呢，在一个罪人的面前，钱就让罪人会做不义的事，那个引诱很大。
But money in front of an evil person, the temptation is very great.
对。所以常常。 我们对, 年轻的弟兄姐妹要服侍主,
so many times when we talk to those young people who want to serve the Lord,
我们常常对年轻的弟兄姐妹就这样子说, 有三件事情你要避免,
so we talk to those younger brothers and sisters who want to serve the Lord, there are three things that you must avoid.
因为这三件事情容易让我们犯罪,
these three things can easily beset us and help and make us sin.
哪三件事呢?
What are the three things?
第一,
first,
钱,
first of one of them is money.
一个神的仆人最好你自己不要去管钱的事。
As a servant of God, you better do not go and look after the account to take charge of money.
因为你容易受引诱。
Because you can be easily tempted.
第二,
second,
女色,
woman,
你不要去 去做非非之想。
You don't go and think about it with lust in the mind.
很多的人在这件事情上就跌倒了, 像大卫。
Many people fall in this area, for example, David.
这么好的神的仆人, 也过不了这一关。
So such a good servant of God, he cannot escape from this.
然后就是权力。
And the final is power.
所以我们常常 勉励青年的弟兄姊妹出来服侍的时候，就说这些事情你最好避开。So
we try to encourage and advise younger brothers and sisters who want to serve that all these things to try to avoid them.
但是在这里主说，
But here the Lord is saying,
钱并不是说我们避开就不用钱。
It doesn't mean that the Lord is saying that if we avoid money, we don't need money.
神如果给你钱， 你就要做好的管家。
But if the Lord gives you wealth, then you have to be a good steward of it.
有钱并不是坏事。
Having money is not something that's bad.
你怎么用才是决定你是愚昧的还是聪明的。
How you use your wealth will decide whether you are wise or you are foolish.
那么在这里主就说了。
And so here the Lord says,
你如果手中有钱,
if you have money in your hand,
你要做一个聪明的事,
then you must do something wise.
什么是聪明的事呢?
Why is that is being wise?
就是在钱财还有用的时候, 因为他后面说, 钱财无用, 有一天会没有用的。
That is when money, you can use, make use of money on, when the days when you can still use your money.
你知道钱什么时候变成有用?
When is it that the money can become useless?
我能够想到两个 case.
I can only think of two cases.
第一个 case, 你死了就没有用。
When you die, you cannot make use of it.
对，你钱再多， 你死那天一毛也带不走。
No matter how much money you have, when you die, you cannot even take taxes of it. All those that you have accumulated,
全部不是给政府捞去了， 就是给那些，
all those you have accumulated is either given by the government or to,
你的儿女为了这个就打死了。
Or to your children, and they will fight against one another, kill one another.
多少的家就 兄弟亲兄弟姐妹为着家财翻脸成仇。
Many families have turned in become enemies because of wealth.
我自己的妻子，他的叔叔
，my wife's uncle，
他是一个很有很有钱，他是台湾的一个航空公司的老板。
He is very rich. He is the boss of an airline company in Taiwan.
在台湾的60年代、70年代、80年代是很有名的。
In the 60s, 70s, 80s, he is very famous.
哦，有一天他忽然间死掉了。
And suddenly one day he died.
他有四个孩子。
He has four sons,
就是
four children.
这个雇人去杀那个人，这个告那个人，哎呀，这四个人就变成仇人。
This one of them killed the other one, and the others sued the other one, and they have become a mess.
变成台湾的笑话。And be, 一个大新闻，每天你都可以看到，哦，他们家又在吵架了。
It became a joke in Taiwan, and you see them in the newspaper daily, and people say that they are start quarreling again.
我们怎么样做一个聪明的管家
？How can we become a good steward, a wise good steward?
哦，我刚刚说有两个可能，钱没有用，一个是你死了，钱就没有用。
Oh, just now I say that when you There are two occasions when money is no use. It's one when you die.
还有一个就是，我不知道新加坡有没有出现过这样的事。以前在中国出现这样的事，一下这个钱变成金圆券跟银圆券。
I do not know whether Singapore has occurred because when in China there's this, the notes become valueless.
对，江弟兄以前说过，在那个时代，他们这个钱会贬值，贬得很快。
Brother Stephen Kong says that in those days the money would devalue very greatly.
快到什么地步呢？你去饭店吃饭。
How fast it can be? When you go to a restaurant for a meal.
你进去饭店吃饭的时候，你先要讲好多少钱，不要吃完饭再讲钱就来不及了。
When you go into the restaurant, you must tell them how much is and ask for the price of the meal.
对，因为在这一刻你把这个钱锁定了，那吃完饭。他那个钱又不值钱了
，because after the meal the money would have devalued and it's not worth anything.
所以那个钱贬值贬得很快很快的。
So the money devalued very very quickly. So you must make a.
我到南美洲去的时候也是一样，那个智利 Chile.
When I was in South America in Chile, similar condition.
还有一个叫做阿根廷吧。
And this place called Argentina.
哎呀，那些钱都是很。我们到那里都觉得是百万富翁，因为吃顿饭都是几万几万这样吃的。
When we go there, we feel like millionaire because when you go there is when you pay for the meals is tens of thousands.
啊，那些价格都是很大很大的数目。
The price is very you have many zeros after that.
随时带个 calculator 去算到底是什么钱。
You bring a calculator and count the.
贬值了，没有钱了，一下子就贬掉了。
Because all these monies have become devalued and no worthless.
最后这些钱就贴着做壁纸贴在那个上面。
And some people. And some people use this notes as a wallpaper.
股票也是一样啊，有一天这个股票本来好像，一下变成几毛钱。
Shares
也是贴在墙上做纪念品。
Shares are likewise, and all this become mementos on the wall when they lose their value.
的确确，在这个钱财是四个脚，你跑不过他的。人只有两个脚。
So wealth they have four legs, and human beings we have two legs. We cannot run after it.
但是
But,
这个钱你在你的手里，你要怎么用
？But this money which is in your hand, how are you going to use it?
主耶稣在这里就告诉我们每一个有钱的人，注意听啊。
So the Lord Jesus is telling you, rich people, that you have to listen carefully.
对，你这个钱可以用的聪明。
You can use this money wisely.
他说，结交什么朋友
？You say make friends. What is meaning of making friends?
对，那么等到钱财有一天没有用了。那他们可以接你到永存的帐幕里。
When the day when money becomes valueless, then they can bring you to heaven, eternity.
那么现在问题是，谁是你的朋友
？But now the question is, who is your friend?
对不对？
Yes.
那么这个朋友到底是谁呢
？Who is this friend?
我们来看啊，约翰福音十五章。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
我们孙弟兄也讲过这段话了，我们再提一提了。
John 15, our brother Godwin's son has mentioned of this before.
十三节，十五章十三节，约翰福音。
John 15 verse 13，
十三十四两节圣经。
Verse 13 and 14，
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我吩咐的， 就是我的朋友了。
John 15 verse 13 and 14, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
好，这里讲到谁是谁的朋友。
Here it says who are your friends? Who are
啊，人为朋友舍命。现在讲话的是谁？
Here it says that the friend who sacrificed his life.Who is the one who is speaking?
是主耶稣在说话。
Is Jesus who is speaking?
那人为朋友舍命，所以耶稣为他的朋友舍命，上十字架。
Because friends who sacrifice their life, but Jesus who sacrifice his life and go to the cross for us.
对不对？所以你会发现，这里的朋友是耶稣的朋友。
So here you see that the friend is Jesus' friend.
那么谁是耶稣的朋友呢？
Who is the Jesus' friend?
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。
Who are the friend of Jesus? Is those who obey his commandment.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣在这里讲到朋友。
So here Jesus speaks about friend.
朋友是相对的。
Friends 相对。
Mutual.
Friendships are mutual.
对不对？耶稣为朋友舍命。
Jesus will give his life for his friend.
那这些凡遵行耶稣话语的人就是他的朋友。
But those who listen to his words,And commandments are his friends.
所以对耶稣来讲，凡是遵行他话语的这些门徒就是耶稣的朋友。
To Jesus and his disciples, all those who listen to his words are his friends.
那么对这些门徒来讲呢，耶稣是他们的朋友。
To these disciples, Jesus is his friend.
对不对？这是从这段圣经很清楚的。
From this account of the scripture is very clear.
雅各书
James Book of James
四章四节
James 4:4
雅各书四章四节你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。
James 4:4 Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
所以在这里又有另外一批朋友。
So here we have another group of friends.
这一批朋友是什么人呢？是世俗的。
These friends, who are these friends? These are people of the world.
所以如果我们去与世俗为友的话，我们就变成淫乱的人了。
So you make friends of the world, then we become adulterers.
你是神的仇敌了。
Then you become enemies of God.
所以在这里讲到朋友，耶稣讲到朋友是有很严格的定义的。
So when Jesus talks about friend, he has a very strict definition.
他告诉我们不要与世俗为友。
He advised us, don't be friends with the world.
你要与主为友。
You have to be friend with the Lord.
你要与门徒为友。
You have to be friend with the disciples.
这是门徒的朋友的定义。
And this is the definitions of friendship.
那么现在就是说，你要用不义的钱财结交朋友，什么意思？
So here it says that you must use unrighteous mammon to make friends.
你要把你的钱财用在主身上，或者用在门徒的身上。
So here he says that you must use the money on the Lord for the Lord's sake or for the disciples' sake.
对，如果你这样做，你是聪明人。
And if you do such things, then you are the wise one.
那么我另外读一节圣经，跟这个是对起来，我们可以帮助我们更了解。
We read another portion of scriptures to help us to understand this better.
提摩太前书六章十八节十九节。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章
First Timothy chapter 6
十八十九节
Verses 18 and 19
从十七念过来啊。
Let's read from verse 17
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人不要自高也不要依靠无定的钱财只要依靠那后置百物给我们享受的神
command those who are rich in the in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share.
为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.
所以在这个地方你看到很清楚。
In this portion of scripture, you see something that's very clear.
神给我们有的人是有钱
some of us have given us some wealth
但是主在这里告诉我们
but the Lord
如果你有钱
but if you are rich
你不要自高
do not be haughty
你不要以钱财为你的生命的一切
because do not use your wealth as though it's your whole life
你要行善
you must do good works
你在好事上要富足
you must do good
要甘心施舍
You must be willing to give and willing to help others.
你讲到甘心施舍、乐意供给人，我觉得就是前面讲的结交朋友。
Willing to give, willing to share, I felt that this is what we say, making friends.
那么这样呢，十九节就说，就可以为自己积成美好的根基。
And so in verse 19 it says that storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come.
有的版本，有的英文翻译的就是说，这样你的财富就转到天上去了。
In some English translation, it says that here, then your wealth will be transferred up to heaven.
对，这个钱财你可以转到天上。
This wealth you can transfer to the heaven's account.
啊，那么所以在这里你就会发现，我们不要把这个地上的钱财抓得那么紧，做一个铁公鸡啊。
So you must be very careful that we must not hold the money so tightly to become a stingy person.
铁公鸡叫做一毛不拔。
A stingy person is a 铁公鸡 iron chicken. It will not even pluck a feather for you.
铁公鸡上的毛是拔不下来的，一毛不拔嘛。
So the iron chicken, you cannot pluck out the feathers from it. So it's just like a person who is very, very stingy.
另外一个说法就是守财奴啊。
So it's a person who slave to his wealth.
钱抓得紧的要死。
So a slave grabs of the money tightly.
你如果是这样在地上做财富的管家的话，那你是一个愚昧人。
And if you are a rich man who is given all this wealth, you are taking being a steward to it, then you are a very foolish man.
有钱不是错误。
Being rich is not something that's wrong.
你有钱不会用在该花的地方上，那你是愚蠢的人。
But if you do not know how to make use of your money in places, then you are a foolish man.
所以主在这里说，你应该把这个钱结交朋友。
So the Lord Himself says that you must make use of this money to make friends.
那然后你就可以为你自己将来有一个美好的根基。
Then you can prepare for yourself a good foundation in future.
这个叫做聪明。
And this is wise.
所以我想今天晚上
So I think tonight,
我把主这些关于这个不义的管家这个故事
So tonight I talk about the unjust steward,
来作为我们彼此的劝勉
To be an encouragement to each one of us.
你如果到启示录去读的时候
When we go to Revelations,
你会发现教会到最后一天最后的一个阶段叫做老底家
You will see that the conditions of the church one day just like in the Laodicea
第三章启示录
Revelations chapter 3
你会发现在那个教会就是教会来到了主回来之前的那一刻那一段时间
You can see that the time the conditions of the state of the church in Laodicea before the Lord comes
教会有一个光景叫做发了发了就是
the God, Lord commented that they are rich
so materially rich
they are materially rich
注意这里
let's look at Revelation chapter 3
第三章十七节你说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
这是末世教会的一个现象。
Because you say I'm rich and become wealthy and have need of nothing.
对不对？发了，这里就讲发了嘛，你看到没有？
Become,
发了财了。
Become prosperous.
有的人解释是说属灵上发了，我不同意，这个是就指的钱。
Some people say that they have become spiritually wealthy, but I don't agree. I think that here it says about monetary wise.
这个时代
in this generation,
是物质极发达的时代。
And this is the materialistic world.
我们今天有空前的财富。
In this time we have great wealth, a period of great wealth, prosperity.
台湾是如此，新加坡是如此，大陆现在正在发。
Taiwan is rich, Singapore is likewise, and even in China, they are just is continuously prospering now.
这些财富
all this wealth
在历史来从来人类的历史没有这么有钱过，美国也是如此。
And you have seen that in throughout all generations, people, human beings, human kinds have never been so rich as before.
这个财富
this wealth
有的人变成他的神。
And this wealth has become the God to some people.
变成他的偶像。
Becoming their idols.
被这些人来崇拜拜金。
And these people worship them.
那老底家教会也跑到这个里面去了。
And the church of Laodicea also have fallen into this condition.
他们常常开感恩会。
They often give thanksgiving.
啊，主啊，你看这十几年来，二十几年来，你看我们这些弟兄姊妹，以前我们是多么穷苦，现在一样都不缺。
This the people in the church of Laodicea, they said this 10 over years, this 20 over years, all our members are very poor, but now Lord, you have blessed them richly.
感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise God.
给我们这么丰富。
You have given us such prosperity and wealth.
但是主说。
But the Lord says,
哎，醒一醒哦。
Wake up.
事实不是如此哦。
The condition is not likewise.
你们是
you are
困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。十七节的下半节。
The last portion of verse 17. Because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.That's the actual conditions of them, the Lord says.
所以人的感觉跟神的看法刚刚好相反。
So the viewpoints of the humankind and God is totally different in the opposite direction.
所以主对他们这个教会就是说，要买火炼的金子，叫你真的富足。
So Christ says to them that you must purchase of me gold that has been refined, then you'll be rich.
对，物质的丰富不是真丰富。
The materialWell-being is not the real wealth.
要在神面前丰富，你要买火炼的金子。
To be rich before God, you have to buy gold that has been refined.
你要身上穿的漂亮的名牌的衣服，不是真正遮你的赤身裸体。你要真正要有在神面前有白衣穿上，那个才是我们要买的。
To be rich in this world is not so that you wear branded goods, but you must put the garments of righteousness.
所以这个是末世教会的一个大问题。
This is something the churches, the conditions are a big problem in the church during the end days.
所以主说
So the Lord says,
你要想想你的将来。
You must think of your future.
你不要只想到眼前。
Do not think of what is before your eyes only.
在永世你是怎么样一个光景。
In eternal life,What are your conditions? What is your state? 今
天你的价值观就要摆对，你的价值观就决定了你人生的方向。
Your value system will decide your future, the directions. So you must be careful and take account of it properly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
特别是我们青年的弟兄姊妹。
Especially our younger brothers and sisters.
建立一个正确的价值观。
So establish a correct value system.
凡是到死为止的，那都不值钱。
As long as you're until death, all those things that you accumulated, they are worthless.
只有能够进到永世的，那值钱。
And only those that you can bring to eternity, those are of value.
你为那个做准备，你就是聪明人。
If you prepare for those, then you are the wise person.
你如果没有为那个做准备的，你是愚昧人。
So if you're not prepared for that, then you are the foolish one.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这一次我们的交通是非常重要的。
So this fellowship that we have upon this way is very important.
我们今天在地上 物质的财富多也好少也好不是主要问题。
So the wealth that on this earth that we have, whether you have more or less, is not a very important matter.
我们要在神的面前，神说你是富足的。
We must be before the Lord, when we come before the Lord, then the Lord says to us that you are rich.
那个教会叫做士美拿。
And that church is called Smyrna.
士美拿是一个受苦的教会。
The church at Smyrna is one that is suffering.
神说你们是富足的。
And yet the Lord says to them, you are rich.
那是真正值得了。
And that is truly worth it.
求主给我们智慧。
And pray to the Lord that give us wisdom.
聪明。
And pray to the Lord that cause us to be clever.
能够做聪明的选择。
And help us to make the correct and wise decision.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你没有把我们放在黑暗里。
You do not put us in darkness.
我们跟这个世人同屋合流。
We are not like the people, we are like people in the world.
你把我们呼召出来。
But you have called us out.
你叫我们做光明之子。
You have called us to be sons of the light.
今天你又提醒我们。
And today you reminded us again.
我们要为永世、来世做安排。
We must prepare for eternity, we must prepare for the coming.
我们不是为今世而活。
We do not live for today only.
因为今世只是暂时的。
Because today is only a transient state.
我们不过是寄居。
We are only temporal sojourning here.
有一个来世。
There's a future.
有一个永远。
There's an eternity.
在那里你说要我们预备好。
And you want us to be prepared for that place.
主啊，但愿今天你把你的话再次提醒我们。
So Lord, please remind us with your own words again.
叫我们做聪明人。
That we will be wise before you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear us our prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.